This episode of the Best of 7 Sports Talk is sponsored by The Reflection Connection. For all your natural health care products, go to The Reflection Connection. That's connection with a K. All right, NBA fans, enjoy the show.
T7M Radio brings to you the Best of 7 Sports Talk with 7 Mitchell.
Good evening with you guys joining me. Now, according to a journalist in Akron, Ohio, not one student at LeBron James I Promise School in eighth grade class has passed the state math exam in the last 3 years. School officials are calling this discouraging. Once again, for the last 3 years, not one student at LeBron James I Promise School, according to this report, are the eighth graders have passed the state mathematic exam in the past 3 years. Now, when I did some homework on this actual state exam, it's not a simple pass and fail test, according to what I was doing with my homework. But what are y'all guys' thoughts on this report? And should LeBron be to blame for this? I guess because I'm looking at some of the comments and shit from people on social media, and they really going at LeBron, holding him accountable for these results. What do y'all think about all this?
You gotta kind of blame LeBron because it's his name associated with the school because it's him doing it. But also whoever he's appointed in charge of doing the hiring, as far as the teachers, the administration, you gotta fix that. That's not a good look. That's not a good look. That means either one, your teachers are not qualified, or two, the way that they're teaching, the students aren't retaining the information that by the time it comes to these standardized tests that they're drawing a blank. So it's
how much, Jay, are you blaming LeBron? Because I don't have any proof that LeBron deals with the day to day when it comes to the I Promise School. And I mean, we know he's not a teacher. So how much blame? And I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, his name is on it. So you got to hold some type of accountability. But just realistically, Jay, before I pass it off to Hank, how much blame could you honestly give LBJ for this? If it's true,
It's like a 50-50 thing because really? It's like a 50-50 thing because at the end of the day, he may not be there and do the day to day, but I'm sure somebody is reporting to him daily what's going on. And it's like, okay, somebody's not listening to what you're telling them to go back and like fix, like something's getting lost in translation that it's still the case and something still needs to be done. So it's like, I blame LeBron because your name's associated, but I can't because you're not there for the daily ins and outs of how it's running.
What do you think about that, Hank, bro? Do you think that the staff members and officials of the I Promise School is keeping consistent, you know, dialogue and communication with LeBron, not about the finance part, but about the grades and the curriculum? Do you think LeBron is tapped in with that type of information on a day to day?
He can't, obviously. He's probably not. I agree with Jay that he's going to take the blame. It's just like him being a superstar of the team. He's always going to take the fall. So his name is associated. He's been promoted as, you know, it's his school. We don't know the whole particulars. It could be more to it. It could be just the face of that school, and it could be other people involved with him, but he's the face. So he's going to take the blame, and he has to make sure that everything is, you know, lining up because he takes the fall for it at the end of the day, you know?
When you're the top guy, you definitely got to, you know, you're going to be held accountability. You know, when things go wrong, you're going to be blamed. When things go right, you're going to be given the credit. You know, that's the story of LeBron James' life. That's the story of his career. But, you know, we talking about a situation with a lot of unknowns. Like, I'm not sure just because he owns the school or he bought the school or what have you, how the communication is on a day in and day out when it comes to LeBron specifically. I can't really believe that he's in tune with these kids' grades and stuff like that. If there's a overall issue with, like, you know, students failing at a certain percentage or not meeting a requirement. I'm pretty sure that is ran by LeBron James, no doubt. But I'm thinking there could be a possibility that a lot of this stuff that's happening, he wouldn't know anything about until we get final results at the end of the quarters or the end of the semesters. So, you know, I'm like, yo, we can't guarantee that he's privy to the information consistently. But if he's the one that put these people in position, then, you know, you got to kind of blame him for, you know, pre-screening the, or not pre-screening the clients. But it does seem like everything that happens is so easy to blame LeBron James. I mean, you're talking about who else has a school? Like, Jaylen, we don't want to give this guy so much credit. It's like it's always something. Who else has a school, an active NBA player that has a school? Do y'all know?
We're not active, yeah. But, you know, Jalen got one in Detroit.
Jalen Rose?
Yeah, Jalen Rose got one.
Okay.
I believe Jalen's pretty hands-on with that one. He always, you know, he used to always bring it up on the TV show, on the podcast. Not all the time, because you know how ESPN is. But, you know, with LeBron, he probably had to clean house. Because for three straight years and they didn't pass at all, that's crazy. And I remember when we were in school, they used to beat on them state tests hard. They wanted to pass, they wanted us to, you know, the school to pass those state tests more than anything.
Yeah, because they won't get no money without it. Right. They won't get no funds without it. So you got my dog in the building. Hey, salute, family.
Hey, salute. What's going on? What's happening?
Oh, man, appreciate you, man. Welcome back to the show. You already know, man, I got my guy Hank with Sports Game Vision joining us as well as Miss J. This is BA from Get Your Bars Up Media. This is my brother, another sports and hip-hop analyst, man. BA, welcome back, bro, joining us.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We basically sitting here talking our shit, BA. You know how we do over here, man. It was a report that had came out earlier today. I was looking at from an Akron journalist stating that not one student at the I Promise School of LeBron's eighth grade class has passed the state math exam in the last 3 years. Please. And, you know, school officials are calling this thing discouraging. And we basically just talking about who's to blame and, you know, if LeBron is to be held to blame, how much blame should you give LBJ? What's your reaction, bro, to this report? And do you give LeBron some blame in this?
I honestly, this is a tough one. It's like at one point I want to say, yes, I give him some blame for not paying attention. But then I understand that all of this stuff is a business, and it's a business at the end of the day. And he got other businesses that he got to deal with. And I really like it's whoever's in charge of the actual school, because I know that his name is on the school, but he's not the one that's actually running it. So I can't really put it on him, but then again, he should look into who's running, like, since his name is on the school, he should be looking and seeing what are the principals doing? What are we doing in this class? What is he doing in that class? Because it is making him look bad. It's making him look like he don't care about whatever's going on with the children at that system. At a school.
But ain't that crazy how quick we could take that perception that LeBron doesn't care when he's the guy that got the school popping in the first place? Like, it's just, what have you done for me lately? But one thing that Miss J had mentioned, when you consider we talking about 3 years in a row, the kids have not met the curriculum or the requirements. So even though LeBron is not responsible maybe for the day-to-day, like Hank said, he's getting some type of report. You know what I'm saying, about what's going on. So we can't totally give LeBron a pass now that I think about it. For the last 3 years, these kids haven't met expectation and you haven't made the change or the adjustment. It does seem weird.
We got to ask, did he really put up the school and everything for the kids, for them to really progress? Or was it for something else?
Like a clout chasing move?
Got to think about that, because if that's the case, because Kanye opened a school and Kanye had the same issue of when the kids were trying to transfer out of his school because the his school wasn't up to par with the credits and everything, the stuff didn't transfer over. So it's like, I wonder, do the celebrities really have the right people in charge of when you go into doing education in schools? Or are people just gung-ho because they're celebrities?
Exactly.
This is crazy. Salute to my dog, Anthony, in the building. Anthony, I see you, Playboy. Big up to you, my brother, as always, man. Shout out to my guy, Ant. Hank, if there was a pie, right, how much percentage do we give LeBron to blame? If we got a pie, we got to split it up. How much of a percentage do we give LeBron James as far as fault with this report?
He got to at least take 50% of it. Just because his 50? Name is on it. It's called the LeBron James I Promise School. You know, he got to take some blame in that, you know. And I don't believe, like I said, I don't believe that he's handling the day-to-day affairs and test scores. But at some point, he's got to see what's going on with the results, because his name is on the building.
Seven. I gotta take. I'm taking off my politically correct, because I was being politically correct.
You talk me? Your shit. Here we go. You know, showtime.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna give LeBron 75%.
Damn.
I'm gonna give him 75% of the blame. I gotta keep it 100, bro. This is, it has your name on it. You got all of these situations going on. You're supposed to be for the kids, and you did it for the kids, but then you let your school go to whatever. Like, we got other people. Like, I don't hear about this with Jalen Rose. But Jalen Rose is actually goes back to his community all the time. Make sure he checks numbers. I think if you go look up his school, it's like I think the average is like 81% or something like that as far as passing scores. Yeah. If LeBron doesn't have time, if you don't have time to take care of your school with your name on it because you care about the community and all of this stuff, then why even have the school? That's a great question.
Are we gonna really do that though, BA? We really gonna sit up here in front of the American public on a Sunday afternoon and act like Jalen Rose day-to-day schedule is the same or equivalent to LeBron's day-to-day, bro?
But if you don't have time, why do it? If you don't have time, why create it?
Now, the other question is this: are those scores holding these kids back from graduating and going to college?
That's a good point. Definitely, yeah.
Now, if it's not, it's more of a slam piece. I'm sure there's, you know, obviously some students that don't make requirements and still get to go to college. And LeBron's school, I believe, pays for it, right? They get them through and take them. They don't have to pay any tuition or whatever if they pass the I Promise school. So if they pass the school and get to college, hey, job done.
Anthony says he's only giving LeBron James 20% of the blame. He says he put his money up, which is a fact. And he probably trusted the people that put him in charge. With how busy he is, it was good enough just to fund it. You got to put a little bit more behind just money when we're talking about education of kids and stuff like that. But for the most part, I definitely agree with Anthony's sentiment. But my thing is, y'all, check this out. Now, okay, if we are... When you look at all the other ventures that LeBron James has been in or had his hands in, there's never been a report of a failure like this, right?
Yes.
Not that I know of.
But maybe they're trying to do them in.
I got two words.
Setting them up.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
And Michael Jordan behind it.
I got two words for you, Seven.
What's that?
Clout chase. Those two words I got. Those are the two words I got for you when it comes to the school.
If for on LeBron's end, you think LeBron did this to get a pat on the back?
Yes.
Damn, BA. Why you gotta be such a LeBron hater on a Sunday, bro?
But I don't think it's him being a hater. I think LeBron's is always talked about, whether it's positive or negative. So LeBron thinks, oh, I put my name to a school. Oh, that puts me, that has them talking about me. But now that it's negative, it's like, okay, they're still talking about me. So he's probably seeing the publicity as a win-win situation. But in reality, it's not, because it's affecting the children.
I got to ask you a question too, Seven. Every time we see LeBron, it correlates to the school, right? Why do we always see him in that same suit and the same glasses? Why we
don't see him? He got a point. Like that man don't know other outfits.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
You know I'm not. You got to be drunk.
How many times I've been out here
sitting on here and disrespect LeBron like that, bro? Are you kidding me, man?
That shit's got me, man. That shit just be calling me, man. Be calling me, man. I just got to go.
I'm not gonna let you get away with that.
That's hilarious, though.
Y'all created a school, and we just want to like bypass that, bro. Who else? And I get it, Jalen Rose. You know what I mean, locally and all that. Like, shout out to Jalen Rose. But like, damn, man, LeBron can't win for losing, bro. He really can't.
Why haven't I seen him in any other clothing? That means that he's only we've only known that he's been to the school one or two times.
In that outfit,
like that is hilarious, though. We know that man got a million and one suits,
exactly.
And man, it's like, nope, I'm just gonna wear the same one every time.
Does he care? Does he really care?
That's what he don't
exactly.
You don't really care about the kids, no. Man.
He don't care about the school system or nothing. I'm sure he cares about kids, it's in our essence, too, as human beings, but he really does not. It's other things that's on his mind that he'd rather pay more attention to than a school full of kids that he did for the charter thing. Because it was a clout chase. He didn't do this because, I really want to help the kids. No. I've never done this before. Not too many people know about this. And I am LeBron James. It is going to help the brand. Maybe these new generation of kids that think that I really am the greatest if I do something. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Y'all are terrible. All three of y'all are terrible. Now that I think about it, I'm not jacking this, man. Like, wow.
Listen.
Well, you know, Jay, you alluded to it. You alluded to it, Jay. What has to happen moving forward? You say clean house.
Yeah. Maybe you don't have people that are really, like, trained for running a school. One of his people was in trouble for, I think, something with a child.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
So, obviously, you're not having qualified people involved in this school. Scrap it. Close the school after this school year. Take some time. Get somebody who really knows education, how it runs, how things need to go, and then start from square one again. Like, LeBron is LeBron, but it's like, you did the school to help kids, and it's not helping them in the right way.
Jay, you really sat up here and said that they need to shut the damn school down? Really?
They've been failing for 3 years. If you could get it together after one, three strikes, you're out.
She got a point. She got a point.
Three strikes, you're out. You can't get it right the first year. You can't get it right the second year. I gave you the third year to get it right, and we're still in the same boat. So even the math ain't mathing, or it's a sabotage. Which one is it?
Jay, that was a bar, by the way.
That was a fucking bar.
That was a bar.
DeMarco.
So thanks. Hank got 50% blame on LeBron if we have a pie of blame. Jay, how much percentage are you giving LeBron?
Now that I think about it, I might have to agree with BA with the
75%.
No. I might have to agree.
You got the money, you got the resources. Like, LeBron has so much money, he can literally go to anywhere in the world, not in the country, in the world, and influence teachers to go directly to that school and make it grow. He has that type of influence, but he doesn't care. Seven, he don't care.
That is insane. Yo, I get it left and right, man, when we talk about people that, you know, go against the grain of LBJ and stuff. But, I mean, what y'all talking right now is blasphemous, bro. He don't care? Really?
Okay, so it's been 3 years and you've done nothing about it. So which one is it? All publicity is no publicity is bad publicity, or
Yeah.
Or you got too many other things going on. Okay, and I understand it because what happened with Bronny. So your priority is Bronny right about now.
Yeah, of course, of course.
And that's what it should be. But you have a team. You have a team. Look at your team and wonder why you hired this person for that project and it's not successful, which reflects badly on you.
So now we're questioning LeBron's decision making. For 21 years, we now questioning his decision making, right? Bro,
he over here worried about doing magical switching magical seats on the LA Lakers. That's what he's worried about.
That man worried about, jersey numbers getting retired.
Exactly. He over there worried about jersey numbers and, oh yeah, I can't wear this because of Bill Russell. That's what he worried about right now. He ain't worried about them kids.
I gotta bring the big dog in real quick. I gotta bring the big dog in. That's, I think he's taking a quick break with us. Rasheed, what's up, family?
What's good? I got a couple of minutes.
I need you for this one, bro. So look at this real quick, bro, before we go.
I'm chilling. What's good with you, man?
Can you mute your background, Rasheed? Are you able to mute your background sheet? I'm gonna have to mute sheet. Sheet, I need you to come back in. Fix your background because we couldn't hear you. You had too much background noise. Let me see.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Okay. I think we good.
You good now?
Can you hear us?
I hear you. I had the YouTube stream open up too. That was my fault.
Oh, it's all good. What do you think about this report, Rasheed? We sitting here chopping it up, and it came out this morning that, you know, no student in the eighth grade for the last 3 years of LeBron James I Promise School has passed their state math exam, and we talking about who's to blame and what should be happening next. The panel is pretty much putting this on LeBron James because his name is on it, and, you know, he's the one we think that's responsible for hiring the staff and stuff like that. What's your thoughts, bro, on this whole report?
Hold on, you came in muffled. You broke up. There was like a lot of static when you asked the question.
My fault. What's your reaction to this report right here?
That one student at LeBron James I Promise School's eighth grade class has passed a state math exam in the last 3 years. School officials called it discouraging. Well, you can't blame LeBron for that. You got to blame the parents, and you got to blame the actual kids and themselves for, you know, wanting to learn. You can't blame LeBron for that.
We can't blame him.
Shit,
for
these guys are blaming LeBron. 75% they putting the blame
we
on
can't
LeBron.
Blame him for his 50,
man. I give
we
50.
Gotta blame the parents.
We gotta blame LeBron. His name is to it.
I'm saying we can't blame his system. That's his system.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the multiple years.
Yo, that's a whole nother conversation on why these kids are actually like that. But you can't blame LeBron for that. I mean, if he puts everything there for you and you don't want it, you don't take it, then that's on you as a student and that's on the parents right there. You can't blame LeBron.
So if you had your school, the name of your school was called Sports to the Wire. Sports to the Wire is this nice charter school that they put up, right? And for 3 years straight, ain't nobody passing no exams. Who we gonna blame? Sports to the Wire.
Exactly.
You gotta look at. I don't know. I mean, you gotta look at the curriculum. You can't blame LeBron. I mean, from
it's his curriculum.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I gotta look at it and. But, the kids aren't willing. Look at that show, The Wire, man. Back, you know, the HBO series, and they were. I think it was season 4. I mean, that shit is real right there, man. They're not lying to you when the kids don't want to learn or anything like that. It's like you got to look at the parents. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into that. You can't just blame LeBron.
But Rasheed, I never heard you mention the staff members at all. You're not putting no blame on the staff?
But, it's a quick question, a quick answer. I mean, but that's something, that's a deep dive, man. You know, you could look at the staff too. But, I mean, ultimately, like I said, if the kids aren't willing to learn and the parents aren't showing any kind of, like, accountability, you can't blame LeBron for that, man. We can look at the staff. We can look at that too. But ultimately, learning comes from the parents, and it comes from the kid with himself. I got left back in sixth grade by playing too much Nintendo. I had to put that shit away, and I'm like, yo, I don't want to get left back again. Let me put the Nintendo away, the 8-bit Nintendo back in the day, and pass, man, and focus on my schoolwork. You can't blame the principal or LeBron James or the staff to a high degree. You got to actually look at the parents and the kids and the kids themselves.
So now you call LeBron a liar because he promised everybody. He promised the kids. He promised the parents. So now he's a liar. We can't listen to LeBron. He lies a lot. Okay, I got you.
I'm gonna look more into the story. I'm just like, I'm gonna look more into.
My thing
it.
Is like, you make a lot of sense. You make a lot of sense, Rasheed, if we were talking about an isolated incident. But by this happening 3 years in a row, it has to be some type of problem.
Where this is This is in the Cleveland area, right?
Yeah, in Akron.
Akron?
Yep.
I mean, where is it? In like in a poor area, like in the, you know. Obviously, kids don't want to learn, though, man. I mean, they really don't want to learn. I don't know. You got to look, like I said, I got to look at the curriculum itself and see. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into that, man.
Gotcha.
You got a point. The curriculum is part of proper people who can teach it.
But wouldn't you check the curriculum after the first year that it was?
That's what I was saying. It's no way possible you let it go this long. No way possible. All
right, let me get back to work, man. Yo, Seven, I'll chop it up with you later.
She holla at me, G. Appreciate all you. All right,
yo, B8, what's good though, man? What's good, baby? Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah. So, hey, good to see you, bro. Salute to you, 100%.
Same over here, man. All right.
Salute to my brothers, Rasheed White, Sports to the Wire, man. Make sure y'all subscribe to Sports to the Wire as well on our YouTube platform. He does his thing as well. He's a big-time Brooklyn Nets fan. So if you love or hate the Brooklyn Nets, y'all need to tap in with Rasheed White, man. That's his team through and through. Shout out to him. I want to get into another topic about LeBron. Jeannie Buss made it known that the Lakers will be retiring LeBron's jersey once he reaches the Hall of Fame. Now, BA, you and I have had numerous conversations about this. I think the last time we spoke, we had a conversation about LeBron's jersey being retired specifically in LA. And we were kind of going back and forth as far as which number should be retired. I'll start off with Hank this time. Hank, what's your thoughts about LeBron's jersey being retired in Los Angeles? Does it make sense? And if so, which jersey number would you say deserves to be retired?
Well, yeah, it makes sense because of who he is. He is, you know, arguably one of the best players of all time. He broke the record as a Laker. He beat Kareem's record, the Laker, the great Laker, as a Laker. So he brought a championship to L.A. No matter what anybody says about how he got it, the bubble and everything, I still feel like that's a legit championship. And, yeah, it makes sense. I think the 23, when he won, that was the one he won in the bubble, right? The championship?
Yep.
I think he's got to be – he broke the record with 6, right? But he won the championship with 23.
He don't deserve 2 jerseys. We ain't
doing it. He doesn't deserve 2 jersey numbers retired.
No.
How does Kobe deserve it, but LeBron don't?
He had 2 Hall of Fame careers, first half and his second half. Could be 2 totally different careers.
But I tell you this, if he wins another championship with, he ain't winning on 6, but still, he wins another championship with the Lakers, I think that they might do both.
They better not do both, man. They better not.
So, wait a minute. B.A., were the Lakers not even in the playoffs last year?
They were in the playoffs. They went to the
Western. They didn't make the playoffs last season, right?
No,
I'm not talking about this past season.
Before they did.
So, they go from not making the playoffs to LeBron coming in with Russell Westbrook for a second straight time. He surpasses Kareem all-time scoring. He surpasses Magic on the all-time assist list. He surpasses Gary Payton on the all-time steal list. All in one season. And he takes the team who did not go to the playoffs, the team that started off 2-10 last season, to the Western Conference Finals. And he don't deserve to have his jersey number 6 retired?
Bro, he was going to do that regardless, bro. He was already projected to do that. It wasn't like something spectacular, like, oh, we're going. We knew this was going to happen, whether he was in a Lakers uniform or not. He was already LeBron James before he even got to the Lakers. He got the bubble championship. A salute to you. Salute to him. You got the bubble championship. You passed Kareem, which we knew you were going to pass Kareem like 2-3 years ago. Because you juicing. We know you juicing. We know.
Oh my God, here we go.
That's cool. Longevity, you feel me? Longevity. Okay, I'll give you that. I think that his jersey should be retired because his influence on basketball, right? Then on top of his influence on basketball in the Lakers in a Lakers jersey, he won a championship. Cool. Salute to that. Retire your one jersey, but two jerseys, number 6, we ain't doing that, bro. He ain't Kobe.
But you gave Kobe two jerseys, a guy who his first stint, he rode the coattail of Shaquille O'Neal.
Bro, that is I sent you the facts on that. If you go look at the finals compared to the first 3 rounds of the playoffs, Kobe, two out of those 3 championships, Kobe was the leading scorer, not Shaquille, until they went to the finals and Shaq went crazy. Because he took time off. He needed it. Hey, he needed a sidekick, bro. He needed a sidekick, bro. Kobe was that guy.
LeBron is potentially going to be one of 16 players in NBA history to have his jersey retired on multiple teams. Yeah. What's your thoughts, Ms. J, about LeBron getting his jersey retired, and which number should he have retired?
It's like, on one hand, it's like, okay, you're not Kobe. So
he better than Kobe. Why y'all keep saying
Kobe? We not doing this 7. We not doing this seven.
I knew he was gonna say that. No, as soon as I said it, I was like, why she say we not doing that.
Miss J, talk your ish, Miss J.
Like, don't get me wrong. LeBron's done his thing with both jerseys. But it's like, okay, 6 is retired far as the NBA now. So it's like, yeah, we know what you did wearing number 6, but it's like, it's retired across the league. So are we still going to really retire it?
That's a good point, too.
Look at this, man. Look at this.
I see it. But it's like, I mean, you got to consider that. It's retired across the league.
Has Kobe done anything looking like this?
No, because he wasn't a superstar journeyman. He wasn't a superstar journeyman. I keep telling you to stuff it out. Hey, shout out to LeBron. He's one of the greatest of all time. He is.
It amazes me, B.A., how you never want to reference Kobe Bryant quitting on his team and demanding a trade. Two things that LeBron has never done.
And he got 5 championships with one team.
Three of them thanks to Shaquille O'Neal and Phil Jackson. 5 of them thanks to Phil Jackson.
Okay, but I mean, it's still from the same team. LeBron's gone with 3 teams?
I'm telling you.
3 franchises LeBron has
won. Y'all know if he'd have stayed in Cleveland that first time, he wasn't going to get no chips. That's why.
Never won. Never won.
Even though they were number 1 in the Eastern Conference's last 2 seasons, we not doing this.
He was the best player. He made the week. Even Larry Bird said he was the best player. He said they wouldn't trade for none of their players. He said he makes those guys look better than they are.
And, hey, it's not my fault that he said, oh, D-Wade, I see you. Oh, okay, let's get Kevin Love. All right, Chris Bosh. Okay, we like, bro, come on, let's go get Anthony Davis. We not doing this, man. We not doing this. It's not a car. All right, LeBron.
This salute is LeBron James numbers since being an LA Laker.
Yes. Thank you, Balco. I appreciate you, Balco.
Yo, I'm not going to let you disrespect LeBron. Like that, bro. I swear to God, man. Really?
You already know what time it is when you start talking about LBJ. I rock with him. He one of the greatest. He just ain't the greatest.
23 definitely needs to be retired. But I don't know how you don't retire number 6. I really don't.
I don't.
Yeah, if it wasn't retired across the league, then I might not be like about it.
I can't believe this is even a conversation. Should we be retiring two jerseys? This is ridiculous. This is asinine for real, bro.
He said this is blasphemy.
This is blasphemy, bro. Blasphemous. I can't believe two jerseys. Two Lakers jerseys.
I'm pretty sure that the Heat is going to retire the number six. I don't think it's no rule against the team retiring.
They should. They should do the, if they can do six, the Heat should do six. Cleveland should do 23, and then Lakers should do 23. And that's it.
Should the Wizards retire Michael Jordan jersey?
No.
No.
So this is how you know LeBron James is the greatest of all time, bro. Three destinations. And what were those teams without LeBron? What was Miami without LeBron? What was Cleveland without LeBron? What was LA without LeBron?
Hold on. We're going to, okay. D-Wade won a championship.
In 2006, aligned with Shaquille O'Neal. From 2007 to 2010. From 2007 to 2010, Miss J. Tell me what the hell Dwayne Wade did.
Yeah, but he did recruit.
I'm just saying. You said
he was the second best two guard
in LeBron. He won a championship with Shaq.
Best two guard in the NBA behind Kobe Bryant during them years. We're not doing this, Seven. You know this.
You got Dwayne Wade over Tracy McGrady?
Yes, he was over Tracy McGrady. He was the second best two guard in the NBA for almost a decade, bro.
I don't really want to dispute that. I kind of agree with that, but there has been a big conversation this week with Tracy McGrady implementing himself, like there was a period of him and Kobe being the faces of the league, and there was a debate about who was the best in the world, and I don't recall that.
And that's cap. Kobe was great. Hey, yeah, that was it was always a dope rivalry about offensive juggernauts, but it was never like the face of the NBA. That's cap. T-Mac, that's cap. It's cap.
This guy be calling LeBron James a damn journeyman. That's the most disrespectful thing you can say.
He is, though. Is he not?
He did play on three teams. I mean, he got a championship every way.
Play
went.
On no, three I'm teams, or he broke, he breathed life into three teams. It's a NBA. Difference.
So am I going to be wrong to say, just like you said, D-Wade needed LeBron.
They needed each other.
D-Wade won his championship before LeBron. I can say that LeBron needed Kyrie to win. Then I can say that he needed AD to win. Then he needed D-Wade and Chris Bosh to win.
No.
If that's the case.
LeBron needs help to win because you can't win a championship by yourself. But LeBron has shown in different destinations with different personnel, he can get it done. These other guys have never shown that.
Chris Bosh
and be the best player.
D-Wade is a Hall of Famer. D-Wade is a Hall of Famer.
So
Chris Bosh is a Hall of Famer. We're not doing this, man.
He was
averaging 25 and 12 before he went over there, bro.
Those are dry stats. Right. Is Kevin Durant a journeyman BA?
Yes, he is.
Kawhi Leonard. Is Kawhi Leonard a journeyman?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And James Harden, is he a journeyman?
Yes.
James Harden is a journeyman. He's a pain in the ass.
Y'all really want these dudes to stay on one fucking organization, bro, for 10, 20 years? That's what we're doing?
That's how most players did it.
I don't mind.
Dame did it, and his loyalty got him nowhere far as Portland. So, I get it.
Look, I don't mind the moving around part. It's about how you do it. The way LeBron did it, he honored his contract everywhere he went.
I'm going to take my talents to South Beach because I hate it.
But you never asked for a trade to get out.
Baby. Never asked for a trade. Never cheated the game. Never quit. I literally watched Kobe Bryant refuse to take a damn shot.
And remember that contract structure that Dwayne Wade came up with.
At least Kobe was trying to prove a point. LeBron was just in the corner watching Dallas, watching little JJ Barea chop him up.
This is That's the most disrespect I've ever heard, bro. Really?
Had Jason Terry talking about, hey, your wife tastes like bubblegum. Yum, yum, yum. Nigga, that's crazy, bro. Come on.
What did LeBron do after that, though? That's one thing I need you to give a complete synopsis, because you want to talk about 2011 against Dallas, how he came up short in the finals in the fourth quarter specifically. What happened? And I keep telling y'all, Dwayne Wade was in the driver's seat of that Miami Heat team for that season. The next year, when he gave the keys to LeBron, what the hell happened?
Bro,
tell me, BA.
What had happened was he had went and he played against the OKC Baby Thunder.
Oh, Lord. You sound like Skip Bayless.
Yo, B.A. is terrible this afternoon, bro.
You asked me, and I'm giving you the answer. He played against the Baby Thunder, and he got him a chip. A salute to him.
The Baby Thunder, who did what to Kobe in the same postseason?
Bro, Kobe had just went to the freaking finals 3 years in a row before that. We not doing this.
So what that would say that he not Jordan then.
I didn't say he was Jordan. I didn't say Kobe was Jordan. But Kobe,
so you're saying Kobe was burnt out when he faced the Baby Thunder?
When he faced the Baby Thunder? I'm not giving no excuses. They lost. They lost. With five rings.
The year before that, who did Dallas beat to get into the NBA Finals? Since you want to talk. Did Dallas not beat the Lakers?
They beat the Lakers and they beat the Miami Heat.
Yo, but you're putting so much spice on Kobe Bryant, and I don't want to be disrespectful.
Hey, Kobe is one of those guys, bro. He wanted those guys. What can I say?
Man, this is ridiculous.
Hey, Kobe was great. All of but every one of them needed help, including Kobe.
Yeah, everybody needed help, 100%. But like I said, he wanted them guys.
LeBron had the least help though.
See, did you go watch that documentary, The Redeem Team? Have you seen it yet?
I refuse to watch that Netflix.
Exactly.
Crap.
I know why you refuse to watch that
bias crap, because that's based around you.
LeBron the one that made the whole documentary.
That's a clout chase move, right? That's a clout chase move, right? Keep the same energy, BA. That was a clout chase move. Now, I know where BA stand there when we talk about statues for LeBron James in Los Angeles. Hank, does LeBron deserve to have a statue in LA?
Well, he gonna have to bring another chip for a statue. It was Shaq got three. Of course, Kobe got five. Magic got a statue out there, I believe. He got five. Did Kareem got one?
Kareem has one, I believe.
Yeah, so that's six. He got six. Five with the Lakers.
Yeah, he got five.
So he gonna have to get another chip to get a statue out there. I think that he gotta hold off on a statue.
Yeah, he's on Jerry West level right now.
Really? You just said that with a straight face.
He's on Jerry West level as a Laker, yes. Not as a career. He got a way better career.
Bro, top Jerry three. West lost
LeBron is top three of all time.
My God. Miss J, what you think about LeBron James getting a statue in Los Angeles?
I agree. He needed to bring another chip. Then I might be like, okay. Okay.
This is the greatest franchise in NBA history, low key.
That was irrelevant before LeBron came.
No, they've always been relevant, bro.
No, they come on, BA, really?
I mean, they can be relevant whether you like their players or not. They're relevant because you talk about them.
They were relevant with Josh Hart and Brandon Ingram and LaVar.
They were still just like the New York Knicks. They were still selling out the games, home games.
Yo, you said you put Jerry West and LeBron James in the same category.
As a Laker legacy, bro, they like this, bro. They like this.
Does Jerry got a statue out there?
No. He got the logo.
Jerry is a statue.
NBA logo.
Yeah, he got the logo, yeah.
As a Laker?
All right, man. That's enough LeBron slander for one day. I've had it quite enough.
Well, let's say this. There's a chance he still might get it because he broke the record as a Laker. That's like another chip.
With Kareem's record,
yeah, that ain't no another chip, man. Don't be doing that. Come on, Hank.
Think about it. It is. She value that. You know she do.
Yeah, she value Dennis Rodman too. What is that?
some may argue him getting this team to another finals is good enough. But I don't feel that way because that's another L in that column of NBA Finals appearances for LeBron. I don't think he really can afford another L in that category.
Nah.
But does an appearance alone do anything?
No. It doesn't. I feel like, honestly, I feel like win, lose, or draw. Well, I'm going to say LeBron's legacy is already set. Like I said, he's always going to be a top three. Whatever place, one, two, or three, wherever you have him, he's always going to be that. The only thing that can help him is a championship. If he gets to the finals and he loses, he's still LeBron James. He's still one of the greatest ever. So that won't really do nothing to his legacy. Look at that. Look at that, man. She hugging on him like he Dennis Rodman for real.
Bring life back into this organization, bro.
That's Savannah right there.
That's Savannah.
I like that. Man.
This is the best of seven sports talk, y'all. Seven Mitchell in the building, man. I got the guys and I got Miss J joining me, man. Make sure y'all smash that like button, subscribe to the platform if you're new, man. Shout out again to the NBA community. If you guys would like to contribute to the network, man, please tip the live stream, donate a dollar or whatever you have to Cash App T7M Radio. We definitely appreciate the support here at our open panel. Next topic I wanted to discuss with you guys, a little bit of, I don't want to say breaking news, but this is came across my radar yesterday. I'm seeing that the NBA had advised Damian Lillard and his agent that any future comments about him wanting to play for Miami could potentially be subject to some type of discipline, like there's some type of tampering situation going on. BA, what's your thoughts about this reaction from the NBA? And are you surprised Portland hasn't made this deal happen for Dame?
Nah, I this is all smoke and mirrors, man. Dame, when it comes to this specific situation, they can't blame nobody but Dame. Dame is the one that got suckered into answering a question. And the question was, which team do you want to play for? Oh, no question, the Miami Heat. Bam's my guy. This is all on Damian Lillard. And we all know that they do not have the pieces. They don't have the pieces to switch in and to trade for him. If they get a third team, possibly. But don't nobody want to see him in Miami go to the East Coast and do what he's going to do over there. Don't nobody want to see that.
This is a horrible look right now, if you ask me, for Portland as an organization. Because why would you want to go into training camp, especially when you got guys like Scoot Henderson and these young guys who you're looking to develop? Why would you want to go into training camp with a guy like Damian Lillard, who you know is the best player, but doesn't even plan on being on your team? I just think that's a bad look, having him still on the roster when training camps start, bro. I am very surprised and disappointed that Portland didn't do whatever it took to appease Damian Lillard's request. Now, we know this is just a business. So in any other circumstance, I don't have any problem with the franchise or the organization doing what's best for them specifically. But you're talking about a team that is going nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. Nowhere. There's no other stars or superstars that's want to come to Portland as a marketplace right now and build for the next couple of years. So I'm just thinking, bro, out of the loyalty and commitment that Dame has shown, why would you guys not want to make sure that he lands in a place to put him in a position of success? But like Ms. J said, you know, the loyalty really doesn't mean anything. And that really disappoints me. What's your thoughts, Ms. J, on the NBA saying that if this keeps up, they're going to, you know, hold some discipline on Damian Lillard?
I agree with BA. He didn't have to answer the question. He could have just simply said, I'm exploring my options.
But Dame could get these questions every year.
He could have been impartial. He didn't have to directly say the Heat. He didn't have to say Bam's his guy. Like, and then he made the comment that he didn't want to play with, he said definitely he didn't want to stay if they drafted Scoot Henderson. I did see that, and I'm like, why not? Because unless they do a three-team trade, that's the only way you're going to end up in Miami. So what you going to do, sit out?
Philip in the building. Philip says a team can trade a player at any time. Well, that's not all the way true, Phil. You know, you got the trade deadline, so there definitely comes a point where deals are off. Hank, what's your thoughts, though, bro, on the NBA saying this? And are you surprised that Damian is still in a Trailblazers uniform at this point?
I am. I think that maybe the reason it's taking so long is because he mentioned that only Miami could be the destination. Otherwise, the deal would have been done already. And it don't make sense for them to just get pennies on a dollar for Dame Lillard. He's a Hall of Famer and a star player still. So, you know, and the league is doing this because of, you know, tampering and all that other stuff. They got to come down on him. He made it public, which he shouldn't have.
I just feel like if Portland would have took care of this shit a little while ago, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I don't know what the hell the holdup is, for real. And I'm going to be even honest. I don't see Damian Lillard going to Miami and the Heat being an automatic favorite, even in the Eastern Conference, to go to the NBA Finals or to win it. I think they become a solid favorite or competitor, but I don't think that automatically puts them over the hump. And realistically, Portland, you're not going to get equal value back for Damian Lillard. You might as well hang that thought up. There's no equal trade value in Miami for him. And even if you include a third team like the Brooklyn Nets, it's still not going to equate to the same thing, bro. I just feel like Portland should just build around their young guys, get whatever they can get, and just be rid of this relationship, because it's obviously he doesn't want to be there. So I just don't understand why they keeping this guy under contract, knowing that he's not more than likely going to stay. And if they do, and if they don't trade him, how is the start of Portland going to be? Like, that's just a, it's just a recipe for disaster, if you ask me, bro.
I don't think he's going to come in like James Harden with a pot belly, but he is going to be missing.
So if he doesn't get traded, you think that he's still going to fall into line of protocol? He's not going to be any type of disruption?
He's going to be professional, but he's going to be moping a little bit.
Yeah. I think he's going to play, but he's going to have attitude. So it's like game with an attitude, he's still going to go out there and play, or we still with the saga of trade him but don't get nothing hardly back in return. Kind of like how the Wizards did with Bradley Beal. You basically traded him and you ain't get hardly jack back in return.
But don't you think Portland would be setting up Damian Lillard for failure, Miss J? If they didn't trade him, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say he decides to play, and like Hank said, he's gonna be professional, but he's gonna be moping and he's gonna be saying little indirect comments and things like that. How is that good for this young culture of the Trailblazers, of what they stuck with? Like, how is that good for Anthony Simon and Scoot to watch Damian Lillard with that type of behavior and energy when he asked months ago to be traded? And then you got to feel like a player, damn, if Portland won't appease Damian Lillard's request, I don't have no fucking hope of having my say mean anything in this city. Like, yo, I just feel like, yo, this is the worst move for Portland.
True.
It should have been handled on draft night when they knew they was going to get scooped.
Yes.
You should have made the trade.
I don't know what you holding on to Damian Lillard for. You're not going to get nothing of equal value. You're not. And to me, you're just making yourself look bad, and you're going to cause other superstars to never want to come to play with Portland. Because if they did Damian Lillard like this, bro, they would do anybody like that. I just don't understand, because the Trailblazers, to me, is in no position to be winning anything in the next couple years, with or without Damian Lillard.
I like the way Portland is looking right now. I like their youth right now. I really do. I like their youth.
Do you like Portland's youth better than Houston?
No, I don't like their youth better than Houston, but I still like their youth, though. They have a nice, especially with Simon, especially if they bring back Simon in that backcourt with them. I like their youth. They can go get something for Dame, but you got to understand Dan getting paid $55 million for the next 3 years, 4 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing that's blocking them from getting traded too.
So BA, where do you see this? How does this end? When we are, let's say hypothetically, we're halfway into the season, next season, where's Damian Lillard playing?
In Portland.
He's still in Portland by the All-Star break. What about Christmas?
I think he's still there by Christmas. And I think they're going to do like kind of like what KD did last year. Remember, KD wanted to be traded, but they had to find wait till KD said what he had said, and he started to show how he was unhappy. And I think that's what Dame is going to have to do. He's going to have to be pretty much an asshole virtually for the next 3 months of basketball in order for them to be like, man, let's just get rid of this dude right now. And that's how I see it happening. But
where do you see Hank, Damian Lillard be by Christmas of next season?
It might be a waiting game to him to finally get into Miami, just like you said with KD finally getting to Phoenix.
Yeah.
After the Kyrie debacle and everything, he might end up in Miami. But wherever he goes, like you said, they got to trade him somewhere where he got a chance to win. If they trade him to some low bottom team, nobody's going to want to come to play in Portland if they do something like that.
They walk in a real fine line, bro. I'm going to keep it a buck. What about you, Miss J? Where do you see Damian Lillard playing, I say, by Christmas time?
He's still going to be in Portland. I hate to say it because it's like he's so gung-ho to go to Miami, but Miami don't have really no pieces that are equivalent to Dame. And to make it really make sense, you need a third team. And then it's like, how long are we going to keep on going with it? Will Dame change his mind if going into training camp and the start of the season that Portland starts off good? Now, he said he didn't want to play with Scoot Henderson, but if they start off the season good, will his trade request kind of like die down?
I'm looking at Scoot's progression being tampered with keeping Damian Lillard. I don't see them guys doing nothing special. I don't see Dame and Scoot doing something that Dame and CJ couldn't do. I just don't see it, especially in the first year or two. I think Scoot would be better off with a fresh start, with an opportunity to start, learn the system, learn a new system, however they're going to play it. But keeping Damian Lillard, I swear, even though Damian is clearly the best player on the team, I just don't see how that works out for the progression of these young guys, because eventually he's going to be gone. So why not just cut bait now?
Because you still have Ant Simmons, you have Shaedon Sharpe. So you have like these young guys that had to kind of like play behind Dame, play behind CJ, and kind of like find their way to like now they're able to contribute. Scoot's going to have to basically, unfortunately, come in, learn the system with Dame there to start, and kind of figure out how he can help. That's just an unfortunate situation, how that's going to have to go.
Let's go to the live chat real quick. I got the people in the building, man. Big up to everybody, man. Smash that like button. My homie Brian is in the building. Brian, he got some words for you, BA. He said, is Jordan a journeyman? Because he played on two franchises. Hakeem Ewing played on three. 99% of the players would be journeymen by your logic, BA.
You are moving the goalposts with this journeyman thing. Journeyman, right? When we're talking about journeyman, I'm talking about you are literally going, we're not talking about somebody at the end of their career like these other guys that you're mentioning that are almost 40 years old going to wherever. We can't even talk about Michael Jordan because remember, LeBron did. The reason why I'm calling LeBron a journeyman is because he went to these places, not because of the money, not because he was disgruntled. Da, da, da. He went to go try to win championships. He went championship surfing.
How in the world can you say that, BA?
It's the truth. When am I wrong? I'm not wrong.
Because you're giving me you're giving me the perception that LeBron is going to teams that's like one step away from the championship, like KD did Golden State, and that is not the case.
Really?
But I mean, LeBron kind of, when he went to Miami, he formed, they had a victory.
But him, those guys never played together. There was never.
And that year before, Miami was trash.
We never seen a sample size of Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade playing together. It was all unknown. That's what I'm saying. LeBron never went to a situation that already had potential to get over the hump. Like that. That was never the case.
Y'all are comparing apples to bananas. These are two different fruits, y'all. These are two different fruits. I don't know why y'all are trying to compare these. Yeah, they're fruits. All of them are fruits, but they're different. We not doing this, bro. We not doing this, bro. Jordan. Yeah, he's a journeyman because he went to the Wizards. We know why he went to the Wizards, because that was the only way he was going to get his percentage.
James Harden. I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Hank?
So Jordan still wanted to play too. You know how competitive he is.
Yeah, of course. But he said if I go, like I'm trying to get a percentage of the Washington Wizards. I'm trying to get a percentage. The owner said, yo, you should play with us so you can buy it. You can buy in now. Once you actually buy in now and you come over, the ticket sales and everything, the value of the team is gonna go up. So your percentage is gonna go up. Jordan said, yeah, shit, I still want to play a little bit anyway. Let's go. He didn't say, oh, I'm going over there to go win a championship. And then, yo, Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley coming out of retirement. Oh, let's get a king, too. A king is good, too. Nah, he ain't do none of that, bro. He ain't do none of that. Like LeBron did.
Another guy you mentioned as being a journeyman, James Harden. Do y'all know or realize that James Harden has had 3 trade requests in the last 4 seasons?
Yeah, and it's terrible.
That's crazy. The way he's doing it, too.
Yeah, we know. We know where all of this spawns from. We know who created this whole scenario.
That was where I was going, number one. But I'm going to wait because I've had enough LeBron hate for a second. So I'll come back.
I didn't say LeBron's name. I didn't say LeBron's name. You did. I didn't say his name.
I'm going to start this one off with Miss J. What's the problem with this scenario of Harden being traded or asking for 3 trades in 4 years when we have a situation now and an environment where players are taking control of their own careers? What's the problem that you have with James Harden doing this?
You want to go to a team, you want to play with a good player. This is what he tells you prior to going to whatever situation. Oh, I want to go to the 76ers. I want to team up with Joel Embiid. Okay, you're at the Sixers. Now you don't want to be at the Sixers because you guys lost. You don't get along with Daryl Morey. Now you want to go to the Clippers because you want to team back up with Russell Westbrook. And you said you want to play with PG and Kawhi. Here's my thing to that. Three other players that can go get a bucket, which means you're not going to have the ball and be ball dominant. Like, I got to wonder about him as a player. Like, is he a team player or is he all about I? And if he's all about I, then he's got to fix some things. A lot of coaches are not going to want him on their team. The Rockets said it. They don't really want him back because they want to work on their youth movement. Like, go back to Philly. Y'all stay healthy. Make some noise and shut up and be injury free. Stop trying to team up with other good players.
How much noise are they going to make? Like, I'm gonna hand it off to Hank. But my thing about it, Ms. J, is I don't want to blame James Harden for seeing the writing on the wall. Like most people, yeah, you want your guy to stick it in into the last run, you know what I'm saying? You want them to stick it out. But when you look at these situations that James Harden has found himself in, they were disastrous. And it doesn't show any chance of winning. He wasn't going to win anything in Houston. He wasn't going to win anything in Brooklyn. Like the way that thing was just happening internally, it was just never going to work. And you now with Joel Embiid, they're not going to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy in Philadelphia with this team the way they constructed. So it's like, even though you want him to commit, he knows that this team is not going to get him where he needs to be. So how can we blame James Harden for that?
I don't blame him, but it's just like, how many more teams you going to play for? How many more situations you going to have? How many more star players you going to team up with and have the same results?
Man.
Hank, what's your problem with this whole James Harden trade request carousel that we've seen the last couple of years? What's your biggest problem with it?
Well, like Jay was saying earlier in the conversation, I am tired of hearing about him wanting to be traded. But in this case, I will be mad, too, if they're playing with my money. And they promised him to pay him that max contract. Remember last year when he took that pay cut? So he get those other guys there, you know, behind the table, under the table deal. And then now this year, they don't want to give him his money. That's why he's upset. He's not getting that max contract.
Man, James Harden don't produce. He ain't producing like he's supposed to produce.
Right. But that's why they don't want to give it to him, because they know he's not really worth that. They kind of put, you know, played a trick on him, so to speak, which ain't cool. But that's the reason why he's putting that pressure on him to get him out of there, because they didn't give him the money that they promised him.
James Harden, I believe James Harden is a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer to me. Mm-hmm. But as far as his career, as far as his numbers and things of that nature, and he's an MVP winner, et cetera. But when it comes to James Harden, that attitude of not – like, he just seems like he doesn't care, and it's cool. Like, I get that you're disgruntled about money, but when you going to start producing in the playoffs? Yeah. Like, in key moments. And this is the knock of his career. So, of course, with you getting up – in age now, because I believe, what is he, 35 now, if I'm not mistaken?
Somewhere that old?
Yeah.
He's dripping now. He got 14 seasons now.
Yep. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. With you getting older, and we see that you're slowing down, like we see you actually slowing down, I'm going to be hesitant on giving you a full max deal. That means that you, the max deal, you're going to be playing until you're 39 years old, 38, 39 years old, and you're still going to be messing up in the playoffs. And then you're going to take a large amount of our salary cap, but we can go get somebody younger that's going to actually be compliant to team rules. Nah, we're not doing this, James Harden.
I agree.
But can we agree that it's just y'all? Do y'all see any hope of James Harden and Joel Embiid winning the championship together?
I believe without some help.
I believe that they can. I believe that they got their core for the next 2 years. They got a shot. They just need them other pieces, though. They need to get Tobias out of there and go get somebody else. The Sixers decided to pick Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler.
That over was me? Jimmy Butler over me.
Exactly. we're gonna give you $30 million a year, and Jimmy, you can go to Miami. We don't need you. That's crazy.
But that's, can you imagine with the Philadelphia, like, and it's hard because certain pieces might not be here. But if Jimmy would have never left Philadelphia,
it was nice.
Philly might have had a championship right now.
And they had JJ Redick, remember?
Seven. Yep. Remember. The only reason they were on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals, but Kawhi Leonard hit the craziest shot ever that stood on the rim and did some whatever you type, whatever.
Abracadabra.
Yeah.
That never went down, and they advanced. We might be saying this is a totally different ball game. The NBA is totally looking different.
Is Dr. J a hater, y'all, when we talk about the new age of basketball? I want to show y'all a list. Now, when we talk about these lists, they're opinionated. So, you know, everybody got their right to feel how they feel. But Dr. J has never really shown a lot of love to the new age of basketball. And he gave his top 10 players of all time in no particular order. And you look at these names that he has.
Yeah.
No Michael, no Kobe, no LeBron. does this make any sense at all? Like, what are your thoughts and reactions when you got guys like Dr. J publicly saying stuff like this?
He's in his mid 70s, bro.
Yeah, he's older.
Like, I can't knock him. That's actually a pretty solid list. If you follow the NBA, this is a really solid list. But I can't knock him because NBA, we all know, is all about eras, bro. And this is the era that he grew up. He grew up and played in the era of basketball where you see those names. Period. You're not gonna see anybody from the 2010s and 20. Nah, because that's not his era of basketball. So to each his own. I don't knock him for that.
Listen, BA, I totally get if he has a bond with these guys because he played with these guys or against these guys night in and night out, so we have a different level of respect or admiration for him. I can respect that, but bro, this is ridiculous.
What was the?
I don't care how long he's been playing, how old he is, bro. The eye test alone of anybody that's been watching the game of professional basketball for the last 30 to 40 years know that these are not no damn top 10. Call Malone, bro.
If LeBron was on there, I guarantee you wouldn't even have no disgruntled with this list. But LeBron's
if
not
LeBron
on there.
Was on there, I wouldn't question the hate that Dr. J, I feel, has, because he gives the new era no props ever. He's always downing these guys. And I'm just like, yo, I get it that you backing up your era when you played. But being real is being real. Like, he's watched the game of basketball after he retired. How do you sit up there and tell me since you retired in these, 20, 30 years, you haven't seen no players superseding them 10 guys that you named? Look at these names, bro.
Bro, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Karl Malone, Tiny, Nate Archibald. These are fire. This is a fire list.
Where's Larry Bird at?
Larry Bird probably wasn't. Remember, him and Larry Bird, he punched Larry Bird. He beat up Larry
they
Bird.
They were at war.
He took his
they
grill
played
out.
Against each other. So where's Larry Bird at?
He probably wasn't feeling Larry Bird. That's his era. We can't knock him for his era of basketball.
I got to knock him, yo, because I just feel like this is cat.
If we dug George Mikan up from the grave and said, yo, what was your top 10? He wouldn't go, bro. I'm just gonna be a.
If we dug George Mikan up from the grave, absolutely. But if George Mikan was still watching the game of basketball for the last 20, 30 years, he's not. I mean, you can't be honest and sit up there and give a top 10 without some of these guys in it, bro.
Why not, though? Why not?
No Michael Jordan? Really?
Yeah, MJ on there.
But he got MJ on there.
That's what he
said. MJ. Yeah, MJ's on the list.
Let me see. MJ under Kareem.
Yeah.
And there was a point in time he had a little bit of disdain for Mike too, so that's
kind of course. Cool. This is to me, this is a fire list for his generation of the way he think basketball is.
No, I'm not. Y'all, I'm not gonna let y'all get away with it. Dr. J need to be drug tested. There's nothing else that anybody else is gonna convince me. Dr. J, this is for you.
You smoke crack, don't you? Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I gotta do my thing on my other end, but I gotta get up.
We about
there.
To sign off, G.
I
appreciate you, BA.
Hey, Miss J. Hey, Seven. Thank y'all for having me, man. This is a dope conversation. We gotta do this more often. I like this. This is fire.
We're gonna get back at it next week for sure, bro. I'm gonna try to do a panel once every weekend, bro.
Hey, for sure. Salute y'all. Peace and love.
Absolutely, man. Make sure y'all follow my brother BA from Get Your Bars Up Media on YouTube. He's everywhere on social media, man, doing his thing when it comes to hip hop, battle rap, as well as sports. He got a lot of different content and situations going down. So big shout out to him. We are about to sign off, man, for the day. I'll save a couple topics for next week. But we definitely appreciate everybody that came through and chopped it up with us. Miss J, Hank, I appreciate y'all, man. Before we go, one more time, Hank, let everybody know where they can follow you at, family.
Yeah, everywhere around. I forgot TikTok the last time. I don't know why I forgot that. But yeah, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, even on Pinterest. You can find me on there.
No doubt. Big up to you, no doubt. Miss J, let everybody know where you at before we sign off.
YouTube Talks with Jay, Twitter, Instagram, Eccentric Soul. Now, this ain't battle rap, this ain't sports related, but you just got a Max Out 3 announcement.
Really?
Show Off versus Head Ice.
Really?
That was just the announcement.
I kind of like that.
You know, with the supposed matchup was supposed to have been, right?
For Show Off?
Yeah.
Who? Because
it was Rumbleless that was supposed to be the rematch with Briz.
That don't even make sense. My brother, but that
it doing it don't. Sense
for, no way, Jay. You really Show Off for a Briz return?
No. Because it would be a tune-up battle before I'm sure he already got who he's going to battle. But a tune-up battle with Show Off is a rematch. I'm not opposed to it.
You know, niggas don't want
to
see no tune-up show. We want that main dish. I don't think we want no appetizers.
So
I think
you rather see, he just go head on and take go
right
Mook
in for Mook.
And
right
die.
In with Mook. That's hey, you shouldn't have waited this long. Nobody made Briz sit out. That's on him.
I mean, yeah, he got a point.
You feel me? Salute to Miss J, man. As always, go follow Talks with Jay on YouTube as well, man. I'm Seven Mitchell. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, man. I appreciate you guys kicking it with us this afternoon. If you guys, again, are new to this platform, make sure y'all smash that subscribe button. If you enjoyed today's conversation, hit that like button. And if you guys are able to, please help support the channel. Please help support the network. Every little thing helps. So we definitely looking and definitely appreciate all the help and support you guys show. I hope all you guys stay safe this Sunday. And we'll catch you all next week here at the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Big up to everybody in the live chat. Anthony, as always, I appreciate you doing your moderation thing, man. Shout out to you. Have a good week. And we are signing off, people. Peace.
Peace.
All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.